The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Donald Trump is putting children in cages down at the American-Mexico border. He's an animal. Donald Trump doesn't love people. He doesn't love children. If you want to see that, just go down to the border and look at the cages that Donald Trump is putting children in. Remember that? Do you remember that? We heard that all over the place. Mainstream media, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren. Donald Trump is putting children in cages. Well, here's the truth. They weren't cages. Now, there were some chain link fence enclosures that the Trump administration used for a short time, but those were made by the Obama administration, not Trump. Yeah, check it out.
Bob, you're not telling the truth.
Oh, really? Go check it out. The cages that much of the mainstream media use, showing kids, and they weren't cages, they were chain link fence enclosures, okay? And they were made by the Obama administration. Did the Trump administration use them for a short time? Yeah, but so did Obama. And then there were trailers that were transported down to the border for unaccompanied children at the border. These are kids that somehow made their way across the border without their parents. Well, what are you going to do with them? Here's a kid who has no parents. They make it into America. What are you going to do? Give them a bus ticket to Alamogordo, Mexico, Sioux Falls, Idaho, and say, good luck, kid. We know you don't speak the language, you don't have any money, you don't have any parents, but here is a, we don't want to put you in a cage, so we'll give you a bus ticket to New York City. Well, of course, the kids needed to be housed somewhere. So they transported trailers with air conditioning, heat, etc., and the Trump administration kept children in those facilities for a short time. But he closed them. The Trump administration closed them almost 2 years ago. Closed. Quit using them almost 2 years ago. And yet, during the presidential campaign, Joe Biden and the Democrats continued to shout, he's keeping kids in cages. What a terrible man. He's keeping little innocent children in cages. You can't reelect him. Elect Joe Biden. He is so compassionate. Some of you know where I'm headed. The facilities used for unaccompanied children that Donald Trump was so severely criticized for and called cages. They weren't cages. But it didn't matter to the news media and the liberal left-wing Democrats. The places that Donald Trump closed, shut down, quit using, the Biden administration has opened them up again and started using them. No, I know I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. The Biden administration has opened the facilities that the Trump administration closed for a lot of reasons. Part of it, I'm sure, was because of the severe criticism, but also they didn't need them anymore. The flood of refugees coming across the border had dwindled, had gone way, 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 way down. Since Biden became president, the border is hemorrhaging illegal immigrants again, and children are coming across the border with no parents. And so the Biden administration said, what are we going to do with these kids? Well, we got these places here where Trump kept the kids. Okay, open them up and put the kids in there. So Jen Psaki, the press secretary for Joe Biden, was asked by a reporter from Fox News. Nobody else. ABC? Nope. NBC? Nope. CNN? Nope. They didn't see the irony of this. Well, they probably did, but they're not going to question Joe Biden. But Ducey, the White House correspondent for Fox News, asked Jen Psaki, excuse me, Joe Biden and his campaign, Kamala Harris and her campaign, were extremely critical of Donald Trump for keeping children in cages. Your administration now is putting children in the same cages. Can you explain that? If you have an opportunity, take a look at the video. It's quite entertaining as Jen Psaki sweats to the oldies and says, well, you don't expect us to just allow children to come across the border. We gotta take care of them. It's the only humane thing to do because we care. We're concerned. And we can't just let those kids loose in America. We got to make sure they're taken care of. Yeah. But these are the things you called cages when Trump had it. And he was a mean, terrible, horrible person that didn't care about kids. You're putting kids in exactly the same facilities. And the difference is he didn't care about the kids, but you it's a little entertaining. The hypocrisy is just incredible. Oh, my goodness. And by the way, I am not making light of the plight of these children. Some of them, of the children from other countries, are here because of human traffickers. Some of them are here because parents simply wanted their kids to have a better life and they couldn't figure out a way for them, the parents, to get here, but they found a way through a coyote or someone else to get the kids into America. I feel my heart just aches for those children. So please understand I'm not in any way making light of the plight of the children at the American border that are here without parents. And yes, they should be cared for. My problem is the gross, and I mean absolutely gross, hypocrisy of our new presidential administration. By the way, if you are into this, have you watched any of the press conferences since Joe Biden became president and Jen Psaki was named the press secretary? Have you seen the incredible difference between the way Joe Biden is being handled by the press and the way Donald Trump was? The respect, the kid gloves approach that the press is using towards Jen Psaki compared with the brutal way that all of Donald Trump's press secretaries, particularly Kayleigh McEnany, but now Mike Huckabee's daughter was treated just as bad. What a change. There is enough hypocrisy to float the Titanic. All right, Hey, when we come back, I started to go into this earlier, and then I got sidetracked by a thing on Facebook that I shared with you. We were talking about the balance between the sovereignty of God and the free will and personal responsibility of man. Got a great illustration of it on the topic of abortion. When we come back, what several cities in Texas is doing. It's really encouraging. I want you to hear it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to try to get to this story about what some folks in Texas are doing about abortion, but I always try to defer to phone calls if people take the time, energy, and effort to call. I love to talk to them. So we're going to go to the phones, and we've got John in Lancaster, Ohio on the line. John, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Bob. It's been a while since we talked. Hey, listen, I want to say something. You know, I've been in the ministry. I've been a pastor for a little over 50 years, and I have watched some great men come into the ministry, take over a church, and destroy it. And the way they destroyed it, they didn't realize, but they started changing this and changing that and changing times and places. And they just go in and wholesale change. And within a matter of a month or two, he's been voted out. My question is, you think this possibly could happen to our president?
No.
These changes so quickly?
No. But I have said repeatedly, I do not believe Joe Biden will fulfill his four-year term. I believe we will have President Kamala Harris within the next 4 years. I would be very surprised if Joe Biden makes it one full year. I can't predict what's going to happen, how they're going to remove him. I don't know whether it's going to be a health issue. It could even be impeachment. If this stuff about his son was actually revealed, I think the Democrats would impeach Joe Biden as president. But as far as the people of America voting him out, nah, it's not going to happen, John. It's not like your typical Baptist church.
There you go. Listen, I was driving down to the Plains where I'm pastoring now, and I was listening to you last week, and I wanted to call in, but it's kind of hard to do when you're driving. So I just wanted to say, you know, I've seen all these pastors come in, very, very talented men, and they just didn't have enough sense to take their time. And I watched Joe Biden, and he's changing everything he can change as quickly as he can change it. I was just hoping maybe that same demon might run him out of office.
Well, your observation is correct, and I won't mention the name. But one of America's most beloved pastors of one of America's largest megachurches passed away a few years ago. This man was a legend in the ministry, and the man who took his place immediately came in and within 6 months made major changes and just about destroyed a ministry that a man had spent over 40 years building because he didn't have hit the successor did not have enough sense to be slow, careful, cautious in the changes. And you and I both, we've been in the ministry about the same amount of time. We have seen this happen over and over and over again.
Right. Yes.
And it's just, it's dumb. And I really believe it's an issue of pride. The new guy says, I got to establish my authority. I got to show people who's the boss. Well,
hey, listen,
they're not the boss,
Bob,
God.
Before I go, listen, Rush Limbaugh's gone. Donald Trump is gone. Buddy, you better stay well and healthy and keep shoving the conservative biblical pictures to America because there's very few left, okay?
Well, I'm not
you.
The...
Tell Joy I said hi, and God bless you both.
I will see Joy in just a few minutes, and I will tell her, although I'm sure she's listening, so she just heard it. God bless you, and our love to both you and your dear wife.
I'll tell her. God bless you. Thank you, Bob.
All right. You too, John. God bless you. An old friend that we have known for many, many years. All right. Texas. You know, what can we do about abortion? Well, we've tried to encourage the appointment of conservative constitutionalist judges. Our hope, our desire is that if Roe v. Wade ever makes it to the Supreme Court, that the conservatives would vote constitutionally and overturn Roe v. Wade. But most of you know that even if Roe v. Wade was overturned next week, that would not abolish abortion in America. It would simply send it back to the individual states. Please understand that. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, and I pray that it will be, that does not mean the end of abortion in America. That goes back to the individual states. And many states are under liberal control. So what do we do? I love this story. 20 individual cities in Texas have declared themselves to be sanctuaries for the unborn. Did you hear that? 20 individual cities in Texas have passed ordinances declaring that their city is a sanctuary for the unborn. The latest is the city of Carbon. This happened just this past Monday. They became the 20th Texas city to outlaw abortions. In other words, they're not waiting on the federal government. They're not waiting on the state government. They're not waiting on a federal judge. Cities, municipalities all across Texas are rising up and saying, you know, we're not going to wait for the federal government. We believe that abortion is wrong. And we are going to declare ourselves as a sanctuary for the unborn. Get this. The mayor of Carbon, Texas said, I believe God has a purpose for every child. I am proof. I am living proof. Living. Abortion kills. I could have been aborted. The miracle never stops. And then he gives the testimony of his mother, who was a drug addict and was abortion-minded. And then she changed her mind. And he is now a living testimony to the fact that women can change their minds before an abortion. Anyway, 20 individual cities. Now, none of them are the size of Dallas or Austin or Fort Worth, but God bless these mayors and city councils all across Texas. Individuals standing up for life. I think it's a wonderful thing. And the movement is growing in Texas, and I have heard of other cities in other states that are considering the same thing. Good stuff. Personal responsibility. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it so much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.